That's T-Rex, a three-wheeled car that can hit 145 miles per hour and go from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds. It's built in Montreal by Campagna Motors, and it's the fastest of many bite-sized three-wheeled cars on the market. Our fast-forward tech partner, IEEE Spectrum, sent Judith Ritter out for a drive with Campagna Motors tech support chief, Benoit Gillis.
Okay, let's give it a try. How do I get in here? It's 6 inches from the ground. It's like a limbo contest.
Okay, you grab the bars, you sit on the vehicle, and then you pop up both feet at the same time in the vehicle, and then you slide right in.
Okay, I've got one leg in. Now I've got to get the other leg.
We're going to turn ignition on to check if everything's all right on the vehicle. So vehicle is on neutral, it's full of fuel. The only thing left to do is push the little engine start button.
The feline-looking three-wheeled T-Rex at Campagna Motors is an odd little car, perfectly suited for a Marvel comic book hero. Powered by a 6-cylinder BMW motorcycle engine, it comes in blinding red, orange, and yellow, and it sits so close to the ground you can stretch out your hand and pat the asphalt for good luck. And you'll need it as the open-sided car hurtles down the road. No doors, no airbags at 140 miles an hour? That gives one pause for thought. Like, is this safe? Campagna's CEO Andre Morissette says so.
The center of gravity makes them inherently safe on the road because you're not going to lose control, you're not going to tip over, you're not going to, you know, they really stay on the road.
That's good. I'm a fan of gravity. And oh yeah, a lot of crash test dummies died for my safety. Turns out T-Rex has Transport Canada's crash test seal of approval. Unbelievable! T-Rex is the fastest and the most expensive of its type, but there are a number of other three-wheelers on or about to hit the market. Today's big players for little cars are the soon-to-be-launched electric Toyota iRoad and the Elio. That's an eco-cool three-wheeler in production and already taking orders. And there's this one, T-Rex. But there's nothing eco-evangelizing about it, Morissette says. When he hands over the keys, the assignment he hands out is have fun.
You'll get the type of feeling that you will have to pay in a regular car $500,000 for. It's really a feeling like nothing you've experienced before, and it's exciting. It's adrenaline pumping. It's like having your own personal Formula One for the street.
You can get your adrenaline pumped for somewhere between $54,000 and $67,000. There are only 100 to 150 of these made-on-demand cars built a year, and most of them go to a global male midlife crisis demographic. And while these petrol-head favorites will always find a market for well-heeled thrill-seekers, the other three-wheeled models are truly serious business. They aim to be cost-saving, non-polluters, with just a little style thrown in. There are hurdles as states and countries figure out just whether the three-wheeler is a car or a motorcycle. But here on the outskirts of Montreal, Quebec, no such problem. Canada has a separate category for three-wheelers. And driving T-Rex, that category could be called impractical, but it's just oh so cool. For Here and Now, I'm Judith Ritter in Montreal.
And Judith's story comes to us from IEEE Spectrum.